Voters in the Republic of Ireland went to the polls today. They were there to select a president, a largely ceremonial post in Ireland, and they voted in a referendum on a proposal to amend the country's constitution. Patsy McGarry is religious affairs correspondent for the Irish Times. Patsy, what's the issue?
Well, we have a provision in our constitution which was voted for the people in 1937, which bans blasphemy.
Blasphemy? So define blasphemy.
Well, that's a very, very difficult thing to do. It has never been properly defined in Irish law. And really, it's been inherited from the Victorian Westminster system. It was banned by common law in Ireland when we were ruled by Britain. And in fact, the last action in Ireland, seemingly almost successful one, was in 1855, when a Catholic priest burned what he believed were bad books and accidentally included a Protestant Bible. And there was a complaint by a local Methodist minister. And the priest apologized, saying he didn't realize the Bible was there, so it was thrown out of court. The last successful action in Ireland, actually, on blasphemy grounds, was in 1705.
Wow.
When the Unitarian minister was jailed because he said Jesus Christ wasn't divine. He was jailed for a year and fined £1,000, which is quite a lot of money back then.
Yeah. Now, I understand there was some case involving Stephen Fry, the British comedian. I guess he got in a little trouble after he made some comments like these on Irish TV.
Why should I respect a capricious, mean-minded, stupid God who creates a world which is so full of injustice and pain?
I understand a citizen filed a complaint about that program, right?
Yeah, well, that interview was done in 2015, and Stephen Fry, who doesn't believe in God, was extraordinarily angry about that. God doesn't believe him on that program. But it was 2 years later before there was a complaint on the grounds of blasphemy against that program. And our police set about looking for people who were outraged by it to sustain the allegation or the charge. They couldn't find anybody, and it ran into the sand. Nothing happened.
And what's interesting about this is that this citizen actually contacted Stephen Fry directly.
He did after that, to point out that the only reason he made the complaint was to show up how asinine the Irish law on blasphemy was. And Stephen Fry was charmed by this. He thought it was a particularly Irish solution to a piece of law that had no effect.
Has there been much pushback? You know, anybody want to preserve the blasphemy clause?
There's been very little. I mean, all our churches have come out in statements in recent days saying, indeed, this language has been the same, describing it as largely obsolete. And there have been some few predictable people who have said, no, we should preserve the blasphemy law. But they haven't really put up a very, very convincing case. Some people say that it may mean that religions could come under attack from all sorts of sides, but they are protected anyhow through incitement to hatred acts in this country, in the Constitution. So that really doesn't apply. And the belief is that the referendum today will be successful, as proposed by government, to remove the provision from the Constitution.
Patsy McGarry, the religious affairs correspondent for the Irish Times. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome, Carol.